This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to share this story with you that it's an example of a story, and I do this often, where I read a story to you or share a story only to lead up to the last sentence or two. That's what this story is about. It's told by Sean Hopwood. He said, "It may surprise some people reading this article to know that I grew up in a Christian home in rural Nebraska with parents who helped start a church. When my high school basketball career faded and college and military fell through, I was left with a complete lack of purpose, susceptible to addiction and depression. When my equally adrift friend suggested that we rob a bank, it struck me as a good idea." See how thinking can be skewed when we're not in the right relationship with the Lord? Let's rob a bank. Not a bad idea. "We robbed 5 banks with guns, scared the tellers and patrons half to death. I knew it was wrong, but still I couldn't stop the easy money and the party lifestyle that large sums of unearned money brought me. It didn't stop until the FBI tackled me inside the lobby of a DoubleTree hotel in Omaha. A year later, I stood with shaky legs and a trembling spirit before a federal judge who sentenced me to more than 12 years in federal prison. I was 23 years old." Now, I'm going to condense a lot of this. He goes to prison for 12 years, gets interested in law. When he was released, he reunited with an old girlfriend named Ann that he'd met in high school. They decided they wanted to get married, so they go to a minister named Marty to see about marrying them. And here's what he says: "Our first counseling session was, in a word, memorable. Instead of talking about our wedding or marriage, Marty asked what we believed about Jesus. When he talked about grace and the free gift of salvation, I listened, especially when he said that I could be forgiven." "Yeah, even you, Sean. Even you, Sean," he said. "The next day, I couldn't escape the feeling that God had been pursuing me for a long time, and that if I would just abandon my stubbornness and my selfishness and hand everything over to him, maybe, just maybe, I would find redemption." I love this next line. "What does it mean to be redeemed? And how do you redeem yourself after robbing 5 banks? You know what his answer is? You don't. You don't redeem yourself after robbing 5 banks. The answer is you need help. You need help. God's grace was enough to redeem me." He says, 5 years have passed since I made that decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. Ann and I got married. She too became a believer. We were baptized together at a church in Omaha. We have a son named Mark and a daughter named Grace. We moved from Nebraska to Seattle so I could attend the University of Washington Law School on a full-ride scholarship from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. During that time, I volunteered in helping people with legal issues who are in prison. Now, after I graduate," he says, "this spring, we will move to D.C., Washington, D.C., where I will begin clerking for a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit." Now, here's the paragraph. I read all of that just to read this. "Through it all, from the amazing to the mundane, God loved us. Through it all, God has given us a purpose." And here's the sentence: "For me, that purpose revolves around repentance." God's purpose for him revolved around the repentance, to change his mind about his sin and to change his mind about God. "Loving my wife, loving my children, sharing the grace I've been given, and now I will use my legal knowledge to assist those who cannot afford an attorney. Looking back over the course of my life, I can see that although I rarely returned the favor, God hotly pursued me."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.